Telling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you today?
I am good.
That is good.
Hope you guys all have your crocheted halter tops on.
When I was looking this up yesterday, I asked a friend, I was like, do you know anything about Lilith? And they were like, yeah, it's kind of like what my auntie listens to. It's kind of lovely and it's kind of cringe. I was like, okay. So that's the headspace I've sort of entered into Lilith with. What are we talking about here, Kirsten?
So this is another one of those genres that popped up on people's Spotify playlists in 2021. And a lot of people were going, yeah, what is that? And how am I listening to it? So it's named after a woman's music festival that had a really big sort of touring presence and was really successful in 97 and 99 and again in 2010. And the weird thing, it was centered around gender. You know, like, just because people are all one gender doesn't mean it's, you want to listen to all their music. You know, they had, like, Dixie Chicks and Missy Elliott there, too.
Totally.
And I don't know if Spotify's including those, because the main sort of genre, I guess, would be the sort of indie singer-songwriter folk pop, which is the artists we're playing today. And, you know, the story of indie rock is it was supposed to be so different from mainstream rock, but actually, gender-wise, it was a real bro space.
Yeah, totally, totally.
And radio stations and festivals literally would say, we can't play two women artists back-to-back.
Get out.
Yeah, because that was just too much. So that's why these women sort of organized their own festival, and it was really successful.
I'm going to play the first track, which is Lisa Loeb with Stay, brackets, I Missed You. I mean, it's a banger.
Well, yeah, that's what happened. They were getting this sort of indie, more folky, confessional singer-songwriters, but a lot of them had pop hits. And so it became, they didn't mean for it to be like a pop festival, but it became really successful. Although some people called it Lesbopalooza.
Oh my God.
And the cringe thing is interesting that you said that, because even a lot of the artists involved were worried that it was cringe. And there's one of them talks a good story about Chrissy Hynde, you know, showed up in her leathers and really like, oh, this is just gross. You know, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then ended up having a good time and jamming with everyone. And it was really a femme space. One person said it was like being in the girls' bathroom at a bar where all of a sudden you're best friends.
It does seem like very wholesome. I kind of got into a bit of a like blog thread rabbit hole looking this up yesterday, and it was just lots of like women reminiscing over it and just having a lovely time. Also, shout out to Rowan, who's just texted in saying this was his 90s sad boy phase.
Yay!
It's being made happy this morning by listening to this.
Aww. Yeah, apparently the space, you know, like they didn't purposely think what makes this a women's space, but apparently there was kids everywhere.
Cute.
You know, spaces for them. They would all hop into each other's sets or dance in the background.
That's so nice.
And sing along. So then they learned what a woman's space might look like, you know, by having it. And they made heaps for charity for women's shelters.
Oh, that's awesome. I was wrong. Wasn't this on a TV show or something? Like something maybe with Winona Ryder in it? Is that
Reality
right?
Reality Bites,
yes.
1994.
Oh my God. Yes.
So this was iconic Gen X film. Had Winona Ryder, Janine Garofalo, Ethan Hawke, who happens to be a good friend of Lisa Loeb, and she was dating Dweezil Zappa at the time.
Oh my God.
And I just wanted to say, at the moment, she's done a lot of TV, been really successful. And also, she's my doppelganger. Have you seen a photo of her?
I have, and actually she is. She totally is, Kirsten.
But anyway, now she's running an organic fair trade coffee business.
Oh my God.
Of course she is. So lovely. Okay, this is polarizing straight off the bat. We've already got someone saying in capital letters, it definitely is cringe.
Aww.
Hey, as the meme says, I am cringe, but I am free. So just own it. Oh, this track.
This is the music that I would listen to with my stepdad growing up. We'd like jam out to this in the car.
We definitely had a cassette of this, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, well, you had pretty cool gender equal stepdad then.
Shout out, Dan.
So this is Paula Cole, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? And what I did not know till I was researching this, she's the one that sings the Dawson's Creek theme song.
Oh, of course she is. I mean, it's all so fabulously 90s, isn't it? In that kind of like, I mean, also if you watch the music videos for these first two tracks we've played, they're kind of the same music video. It's like the singer in a dark coloured room wearing a very 90s, very simple outfit, kind of singing at the camera. Low budget and extremely of an era.
Now, I want to also say that Lilith, the name, her story is interesting too. She's supposedly Adam's first wife.
Not true.
That wasn't going to be submissive to him. So they ended up kicking her out of Eden, and she's the one that causes men's night emissions now. And she uses that to spawn demon babies.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Rock on, Lilith.
So she's this weird combo of this sort of evil, destructive, you know, female power versus a sort of positive standing up for women, you know. So anyway, so she's sort of a double-edged dangerous sword in from Jewish folklore.
That's pretty awesome. They also, there's a lot of bands who've named themselves after Lilith as well. Many a cool female punk band or woman group. It's a very, very prolific title. There are some people in the text machine lying to themselves, I reckon. How can you not get into the chorus on this song?
Where have all the cowboys gone?
Where did they go? Someone says that they've seen a live version of this song that was genuinely great. You sound shocked. Why? It's an awesome track. Someone says they spent a whole summer painting my parents' motel with Stay on High Rotate, which sparked my Björk Tori Amos period. That sounds like a very good pipeline. Someone else has pointed out it's all great road trip music and kind of the alternative to grunge at the time.
Absolutely. And grunge was another good example of indie rock ended up sort of just reproducing the same gender sort of power dynamics that rock was, that they were supposed to try to be different in.
Exactly.
Now, it did get a bit white feminism, and they really did try to diversify. I don't know if it always worked, you know, popping Missy Elliott in their show, but apparently it was her first live tour she'd done.
Missy Elliott?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Was a Lilith. And they brought Indy Ari into, you know, fame. So they, you know, they weren't giving women a chance.
It's the ending that always gets me, eh? Yippee-yi. I really hope everyone goes home and just listens to this for the rest of the day. Someone said, God, this song rocks and the video is such a mood. Totally agree.
They put their Doug Martens on.
Yeah. Your tiny t-shirts. No makeup and plaits.
Oh my God.
Well, and apparently, you know, the artists were saying it was just a good vibe, you know? Nobody was, you know, because often when they'd show up at rock concerts, they'd get, you know,
harassed or,
show us your boobs, you know, that it was just a real happy vibe. And it was a festival. They didn't call it a concert. They called it a festival.
A festival, yeah. This last one, I'm pretty sure, goes out to Rowan as well, who I think you're a big Suzanne Vega fan, aren't you, Rowan? Sorry if you're not. I love Suzanne Vega. This was one of the first, like, records, like, vinyl records I bought myself as a teen.
Excuse me. Nice.
I love Suzanne Vega. Unashamedly and unironically. She's awesome.
That is all good.
See, she's had a really long career, so she had a big Luca hit in the mid-80s. This is from 1992. But yeah, so she had a really long, sustained career. Being in this weird, you know, marginal space of not rock, not folk, not quite pop, you know, and this women's space just allowed a lot of these artists to flourish.
Rowan confirms, yes, I am in love with her.
See, it'd be interesting to look back and see what BFM was doing at this time, you know? Were they afraid to play too many women artists in 1 hour, you know? Would they play them back to back?
No comment. My fun fact about Suzanne Vega is that they used her song Tom's Diner when they were designing MP3 as a format for music making, because it's like so much a cappella at the start that they used it to try and like really get the sound of a voice on its own being like crystal clear on that format.
Then you could play with it,
yeah,
and make remixes.
Yeah, also, but like just to design MP3 as a technology.
Oh,
that
right.
That was the song that they used. We've got some men who are very angry on the text machine this morning.
No.
Oh, no.
I think you guys need to go for a little walk outside, maybe. Just cool off. Well acquainted
with the span of your brow. Well, see, they would have been angry if they saw that that had been one of their favorite playlists on Spotify.
Yes.
What?
Oh, no.
What is Lilith? I don't like the women singing.
There's too many in a row.
Someone else sing Tom's Diner. It is a great tune. It's a goodie. The bongos in this are quite something though, aren't they? Very, very yeah. 90s.
Bongos are in for 2022.
Someone says the Bee did play a lot of these tunes in the early 90s. Remember okay. Frasier's Wife? I've enjoyed this move into Lilith this morning, Kirsten. I'm feeling like, as someone pointed out, maybe taking a road trip, you know, just
yeah.
windows down in my in my high-waisted jeans and my little vests or something. Where are we going next week?
So I'm still trawling through these Spotify hit playlists. So doing Evergreen.
Evergreen. Ooh, okay. Okay. I think this is quite interesting. I'm appreciating you sort of like demystifying the weirdness of the way that these big corporations like Spotify try and quantify what we're listening to. So I'm finding it very interesting. Thank you for taking us down this road, Kirsten.
You're welcome. See you next week.
See you then.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you so much.